With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, John Mumm, powered by Hy-Vee following a 42-28 loss to Indianola. Coach Mumm, it's been a adversity-filled season, right? Your lineup, feels like, is never able to just get consistent minutes together tonight, and just felt like offense tonight was a little bit harder because you're just constantly working through different variations of the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like to make excuses, Tyler. We just like to come out and play hard and give it our all and fight. And I was really proud of our effort tonight. You know, this is a ranked 5A team that we played tonight. Indianola is a really good 5A team. And so we talked about that. Like, hey, we were right there. It was a five-point game right there at the end of the third quarter. So for us to be dealing with what we're dealing with, as far as the adversity goes, and to be able to hang that close with a ranked 5A school, like, I'm incredibly proud of our girls. And yeah, our shots weren't dropping, but we didn't hang our heads and we didn't quit. Yeah. So I was very, very proud of them.
Absolutely. And, real quick, too, to speak to that, I think I mentioned this to Mike at halftime. You guys trailed 18-17 at the break, and it's like, I think if I would have told you that you would turn the ball over 11 times to their five, Rachel Kekmarinski and Addie Van Arendonk would go into the break with a combined 4 points, and you're only trailing by 1 point, you would gladly take that. It just speaks to the way the girls have stepped up and, you know, been able to handle more, added to their roles, especially a night like tonight where Ava Breams played a big factor in that, leading the team with 10 points overall.
Yeah, Ava played incredible, finishing around the hoop and rebounding and being that defensive presence down low. Addie Van Arendonk, I mean, she has just been remarkable all season long. Just so, so proud of Addie, how she plays so hard, rebounds so hard. And honestly, Tyler, like, everybody that got on the court tonight did some positive things again and played hard. And that's what we ask. We just want them to go as hard as they can when they're on the court and to represent our school, represent Christ, and that people recognize when they're going to watch Lady Eagle basketball, you know, they're going to see girls that are just absolutely fighting for each other and going as hard as they can when they're out there on the court.
Absolutely. And one thing that is really nice for this team is, you know, the season slows down just a little bit for you next week, right? You get a chance to maybe get some illnesses, get a few bumps and bruises and whatever else taken care of, because you don't play a game again until next Friday night for a homecoming against Oskaloosa. How important is this week going to be just for you guys to, one, get almost a full week of practice in, but also a full week to just get healthy again?
Yeah, 100%. It's going to be a really big week for us. We really are hoping to get Jessa DeVries back from the concussion. We're hoping to get Bryn Runner healthy from the pneumonia that she's been dealing with. And we've got Sophia Slochter that was out today dealing with, you know, a sinus infection or influenza A or something. So she was not here tonight. So, yeah, we've got, three starters that we need to get healthy. We need to get back in the lineup, and we'll get there. And hopefully it'll be next Friday night against Oskaloosa for homecoming. Really looking forward to that.
Absolutely, and I'm sure this is probably a first for you on this side of things in terms of homecoming during basketball season, too. It's a really fun day here on Eagle Lane, just with all the festivities and stuff like that in the winter. But as a coach, how do you go about mentally preparing for that first time coaching a homecoming basketball game?
I love it. It's totally unique, and I absolutely love it. I had never heard of that before. When I was talking to my parents, actually, about it, that my mom grew up in Gilbert, and she was talking about when she was in high school way back in the day that they did homecoming for basketball as well, because they didn't have a football program when she was in high school. So that was interesting to kind of hear some of that history. And yeah, I love it. Of course, I'm a basketball guy first. I love football, too, but super excited about this upcoming week, homecoming festivities. And then, yeah, we're going to be ready to go Friday night against Oski, and Hopefully this place will be packed out for our game as well as the boys' game.
Absolutely. It's always a fun night. Coach Mum, appreciate the time as always. And best of luck in getting the squad healthy going into next week.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was John Mum, head coach of the Pedlick Christian Girls basketball team, powered by Hy-Vee, following a 42-28 loss to Indianola on Friday night.